Hi, this is Beau Hudson for Good in Your Neighborhood. I have a fantastic guest for you today, Colleen Kettenhofen. She's written a great book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Beau. How are you?
I'm doing great today. I'm actually one of the lucky ones. I have a job.
Yes. Isn't that the truth?
Now, tell me about your book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. What prompted you to write this, and what kind of background do you have that made you able to write this kind of a book?
Well, I have been in the training and speaking field for over 15 years. I've spoken in 48 states, and really, the way that this all started about is through all the training that I do, especially for managers, supervisors, and team leaders, I started to notice on TV news reports, you know, people were losing their jobs, people were worried about losing their jobs, people were having difficulty getting hired, and I thought, you know, I hear day in and day out as a self-employed person who goes out and trains these people, I hear day in and day out what their biggest pet peeves are, bosses and managers and supervisors, the traits that they never want to see and the traits that they most want to see from their employees. And I thought, you know, this would be a great opportunity to write a book and just share with people my nuggets
and your expertise. Yeah. All right. Well, let's just ask number one. There are so many people out of work. I know people literally who are so talented, have so many skills and degrees, who send out hundreds of resumes and don't get any kind of bite. What do people need to do to get a job?
One thing that I would say, and this could certainly be a whole hour-long interview, but one thing that I would say is any organization that you want to work for that is nearby, definitely drop off your resume or drop off the application. And when you do it, look as professional as you can. I've even had bar owners, restaurant owners who have said, you know, even if I'm hiring someone who is going to be a bartender, I want to know that that person is dressed professionally. And not just for the interview, but a lot of bosses have said to me that the person who's working the front desk, they have that person in on it, and they'll say, look, if someone comes by to pick up an application or drop off a resume, without them knowing it, jot down your first impressions. How did they treat you? How were they dressed? And some bosses are saying, come and find me if somebody comes by to drop something off, because I want to meet with them just for a couple of minutes when they're not expecting it. I want to see how they are.
However, Colleen, that's excellent advice. But a lot of people I talk to, they don't even take resumes in person anymore. Almost everything is done online, which ruins, if you're a person who gets a job because you have a great personality or you interview well, when everything is done on paper, online, how do you avoid that? Because most of the time, people aren't even getting a chance to drop off a resume.
First and foremost, and I would say do it anyway, because I know of people where this has actually worked.
Yes.
They did apply online, and then they still, even though, like you said, it's all online,
never hear from anybody.
They still went into the organization, and even if it was just a couple of minutes that they could see the HR person or meet with a supervisor, usually the HR person. But if it's strictly online, especially if it's a job that you really want, let's say it's out of state, the best thing that you can do is show on that application or whatever you're sending online that you specifically want to work for that organization. A lot of employers have said to me, I want to know that they specifically want to work for us, and they want to see that you've gone to their website. Even if they're a well-known entity, in the application or the resume that you send online, somehow with that attach something to where you can show that you have gone to the website and point out some things that you saw on the website.
Now, let's jump ahead a little bit. If people are lucky enough to have a job, they want to keep them because we've just already been talking about the many people that would like to step into your job. You, in this book, again, the name of the book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, you list the 10 employee behaviors that are pet peeves that you must avoid to keep your job. Tell us about some of those.
Okay, I'm going to just briefly skim over the first biggest pet peeve because it's pretty obvious.
Please do.
And this is based on in-depth conversations that I conducted with over 200 managers to specifically find out what their biggest pet peeves are. And then I wrote all of them down, and then I tabulated the results. The first one, excessive absenteeism, chronic tardiness, lying about the amount of time that you're spending on the job. So the clock watchers who take off so fast at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
they leave skid marks, or they arrive on time, but the first hour is social hour, and they're what I call the social butterflies. Now, the second and third biggest pet peeve are so big they might as well have been number one. Number two is negativity, subversiveness, and lack of buy-in. Bosses don't want chronic complainers and whiners and what I call water cooler instigators, someone who rallies everyone around their complaints. And the big reason is because then bosses spend their time putting out fires
yeah.
rather than being productive. And bosses don't want to be babysitters and referees. They'll often say to me, I feel like I'm running an adult daycare. And even coworkers will say to me, people who are the employees, I feel like I'm working in an adult daycare. And I do want to say real quickly, I fully realize, Bo, that for all of your listeners, many of them are doing the work of five people. So I really understand the struggle that people have. I hear that all the time when I go out in my speaking engagements. And so I'm not talking about those people who are really doing their best and they're under stress. I'm talking about really the chronic complainers. And third is high drama. Similar to negativists, high drama people leave the same bitter aftertaste.
Yeah.
These can be the gossips, the tattletales, what I call the pot stirrers,
yes.
the people that have that desire for
yep.
dissension and thrive on drama. They're not team players. Sometimes they'll talk about their personal life all day, every day. So these people really have an impact not just on the bosses, but on everybody. And where I get called in to do a lot of training is in the area of training managers, because a lot of managers and supervisors get promoted to leadership positions based on performance. But many of the traits that got them promoted, those skills, are not the skills they're often going to use in managing people.
Okay. Now, you've also got 10 things most employees don't know or do to keep their bosses happy. I think we all want to know some of those things. Colleen, help us here. What keeps
sure.
a boss happy?
Okay. The first one, of course, would be show up and begin work on time, because a lot of bosses have said to me, if the person's not here, I start to wonder, why am I paying them?
Yeah.
And the second thing, the phrase I heard over and over, team player. A lot of bosses said to me, I want someone who's a team player, willing to help out your coworkers, customers, pretty much anybody. So productivity is an important, you know, certainly everybody wants somebody who's productive. I think that goes without saying. But being a team player in some cases was even more important, because if someone's not a team player, they become like a cancer that spreads. That one bad apple,
mm-hmm.
as you probably know, can really affect the morale.
Oh, yeah. We all know
and
them.
Productivity of everybody. Number three, be proactive and solutions oriented. And the other phrase I kept hearing along with this, somebody who goes above and beyond. And this is something maybe listeners won't like to hear, but I was surprised to find out that for a subordinate to be considered a good employee, overwhelmingly I heard, I want someone who goes above and beyond. And I think nowadays most of your workers are doing that. So the lesson here would be just if they do have a complaint, just when you go to your boss, also share with them what you think would be the solution. And you can phrase it in such a way where you say, you know, what are your ideas on blah, blah, blah? You know, this is just a thought. And then just see what they have to say. That way your idea is more of a request. It's not like you're making a demand. And number four, hold a positive, enthusiastic, can-do attitude. And along with those lines, once again, they said not bringing all the personal problems to work. And number five, willingness to learn. Managers like people who are malleable, teachable, and trainable. So those would be in the top five.
Well, you know, all these things, Colleen, that you've just mentioned are all things that when we were little, we learned that you had to do on a job.
I know.
It's all pretty basic.
You know, I know, and you think, gosh, isn't this common sense?
Yeah, it's almost like job 101.
Yeah, it's common sense, but it's not always commonly applied.
Right, and then you even have things like dress well and have good hygiene. But, you know, really, a lot of people don't know that. You have to look good when you go to work and smell good.
I know, and you know what? Like it or not, what I found in writing this book and conducting the research for it, people really do judge you somewhat based on how you dress and how you look. I was surprised at how appearance and hygiene came up over and over. But if you think about it, this applies to your personal life as well. People don't want to be with a friend who's negative, who's high drama. It's kind of the same things.
Yeah, exactly. Not following procedures and policies is number nine, and that is very important, isn't it? And sometimes I think people think that they don't have to, maybe after they've been at a job for a while.
Yes, you know what? That's very true. I was training a group yesterday. I won't say the name of the organization, but it was up in Northern California, and they said, Colleen, we have a boss who will not take action with a certain employee because she's got a lot of knowledge, she's been here for a long time, in many ways she's a high performer, but the more they talked about her, the more I realized she was also high maintenance. So what starts to happen is an employee can be a high performer, but when they become too high maintenance, to where now they're really having an effect on everybody, that's when bosses start to take action. And if they don't, they need to, because I've seen superstars quit in disgust because of what they had to put up with. Or sometimes maybe in this economy they won't leave, but they'll want to go to a different department. So it's really important that bosses address these issues with that problem child, because after a while what starts to happen is it's not so much a negative reflection on that difficult employee. What I find is it starts to become a negative reflection on the boss, because everybody else starts to wonder, why is the boss not doing anything about it?
Exactly. Well, we're almost out of time, Colleen, but tell us where do we get your book? Again, the book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. How do we get this wonderful book?
You can get the book on Amazon. It's also available on our website, which is bouncebackhire.com. Bounce Back Hire is in H-I-G-H-E-R, as in bounce back hire from adversity. And we also have articles on there and an e-newsletter and CDs as well.
Do you help people privately?
Yes, I do. I do coaching and I do consulting.
And, you know, so many people, even younger people, are having to change careers, jump into a whole new way of life as our economy and our way of life changes. So it's just, you know, it's very interesting where we're headed. Where do you think we're headed?
You know, I think the big thing right now is really that employers need to work on keeping the good people motivated, because as soon as things start to turn around, you know, there's always going to be an opportunity for the star performers. And one thing that I see is a lot of bosses, they're taking the work away from underperformers and they're giving it to their best people, especially if it's a union environment or a government entity, because it's harder to fire those employees.
All right, very good. Colleen Kettenhoffen, that's K-E-T-T-E-N-H-O-F-E-N. The name of the book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. Her website, www.bouncebackhire.com. The book is available at Amazon.com. And Colleen, it's just been a pleasure to have you on the air with us today. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.